Blog Talk Radio.
You are fake news.
So, guys, that man you just listened to say that is none other than President Donald Trump. Boy, no one has made such a profound statement that was so accurate in my lifetime than that statement right there. He opened up everybody's eyes to the fake, phony, stinking, nasty, disgusting, dirty, poop, stain, dude, brown, boo-boo suit-wearing liberal media and how fake they are, controlled just straight by whatever party, I guess, runs them, which at this point it seems like it's the Democrats. Now, we got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. We got a great show. And as you know, first things first, let's get these things out the way. Hit that like button, okay? I want you drumming. I want you playing the bongos on it. The champ is here. The champ is here. That's what I want. I want y'all hitting that button. Secondly, real quick off grip, give my sponsor, Extreme Tees, a shout out. Now, I also see that we got a caller in queue. Last week, my phones weren't working. So let's check them real quick before we get into the show. And then we'll go from there. I got a wonderful opening for y'all, I think. Let's see. Here we go. All right. All right. All right. Let's see if this thing works this week. Hello, caller?
Yes, caller? Kevin. This is Ryan calling from Virginia.
My man, Ryan. What's going on, brother?
Man, I got a couple pieces of nonsense I was hoping you could help me make sense out of.
Do my best.
Well, all right. So, I work at Walmart. And so, you know, this last election, I'm a former Democrat turned Trump supporter. So, you know,
right.
I voted for Trump. And I took the personal choice to get the vaccine. You know, that's everybody's personal choice. I'll never go against somebody's personal right to get to choose for their own body. So
good.
I did it just because I wanted to take my mask off at work, you know.
Okay.
And so when the CDC last week dropped their new guidelines, and then Walmart said, my boss said, okay, on Tuesday, May 18th, and it's on their corporate site, you can take your mask off for work if you're fully vaccinated and you brought your vaccine card and have it registered. I said, okay, that's fine. So then come yesterday when I go to work, they say, oh, you still got to wear your mask. I said, what? I said, why? Because I didn't bring one with me. They
right.
said, because OSHA is making it, something with OSHA is making us wear until May 28th. And I was like, well, none of that's on your website. So I ended up having to leave early because I was so angry, and it just really got on my nerves, the fact that they go and they say one thing and it's posted up on their website and they do a whole nother.
Right. Yeah.
It really got on my nerves. It's that, and then real quick, because I know you got a big show. There's a new guy at work, and this will blow your mind. It might not blow your mind, but it blew my mind. And he goes, he's a young guy, 18, fresh out of high school.
Okay.
And we somehow got talking about vaccines and whatnot, and I asked him which one he got and which one I got. And I said, okay, Joe, who do you think helped? He was going off about how Trump supporters don't want to get the vaccine. And I said, well, I got the vaccine, and I'm a Trump supporter.
Oh.
And he goes, really? I said, yeah, actually I was a Democrat before in the 2016 election. Like, that blew his mind. Then he said something that really threw me off. I had no words for it, Kev, no words for it. He goes, I said, well, who do you think helped get the vaccine started and working with the private sector and getting everything going? Biden.
Uh-huh. What?
I said, what? Biden. He said, but I didn't have any words for it at that point. So I didn't know what to say. I just was hoping maybe you could talk about that tonight, help me make some sense out of that nonsense. Anyway.
Well, hey, Ryan, first of all, thanks for the call, man. It's always great to hear from you. Now, as far as the vaccination, you know, what they're trying to do is have the best of both worlds with this vaccination. They right now are having a very difficult time relinquishing this control and this power that they've had over us for almost a year now. And, you know, when you start creating other chaotic situations and people, your citizens start to become upset and start to recognize all of these little fires that's going around. Last thing they want to be hearing about is not only are we dealing with stuff overseas, our gas, and all of these things, immigration, and now you're still trying to put us on more lockdowns concerning you know, these vaccinations, corona, and making us wear this mask. So yeah. I think right now they're caught in between because they don't want to give us too much of a distance away from these draconian lockdowns. And yet at the same time, they don't want to continue to pile on as they've been doing, because then folks will say, now you're breaking us. We got all these other things going on, and now you're breaking us. So I think what they're really trying to do is have the best of both worlds. They're saying things like, okay, you can go ahead, take your mask off as long as you do A, B, and C. But at the same time, they make it really, really muddled, kind of a gray area, and give them some leeway to just slide in some other garbage out of nowhere and says, well, nah, you know what, actually, in this case, you need to wear. Or so I think what you should do is rely on whatever they said on their website. Did they send you home?
Yeah.
Or did you choose?
She tells me, she got snippy with me, and she says, why are you asking so many questions? Don't ask so many questions. And I thought to myself, well, that makes me want to ask more questions when you say something like that and get defensive. And then she says, well, just put a mask on or go home. And I said, well, I got enough protected time off. I went ahead and paid myself for that day and went home, and I started a 10-day vacation today. And I said, well, you're not hurting me, ma'am. You're hurting my coworkers.
Well, you know what? Honestly, if you wanted to, and I mean, this would be going to another level, but man, you could easily get the law involved on that, because what they're now doing is overstepping their boundaries. I mean, they're showing one thing on their website, and then, of course, they're trying to do something totally different in regards to forcing you to wear a mask. This whole thing about the mask, the vaccinations, all of that is draconian, and it shouldn't be allowed. According to our Constitution, there's no way in the world they should be able to deny you the ability to work. They shouldn't be able to deny you the ability to travel, to shop, any of those things based on, you know, your decision when it comes down to whether you want to wear a mask or not or get vaccinated. They're getting away with this stuff because it's so chaotic. There's so many mixed messages. And then they got people like your boss who done bought into this mess. And they don't ask questions. They don't stop for a second to say, wait a minute, does this even make sense? I walked through Walmart today, and I saw so many people without a mask. Now, my question is, if you're not going to go and tell all these individuals that's walking around Walmart, put your mask on, sir, you got to leave, then why are you telling your employees to do the same thing, especially since you've been vaccinated? So that right there, if you wanted to push it, you could. But, of course, you know, if you do that, you probably would endanger your job. Now, the second thing you brought up about the one guy who said that he thought Joe Biden started that, that's typical Trump derangement syndrome. That's all that is. All that is complete conditioning and brainwashing all of these folks for the last 4 to 5 years to think that nothing good could come out of Trump. And once you establish that beachhead in someone's mind, they will justify some of the stupidest statements, some of the craziest ideas, and some of the most outrageous propaganda. So as you watch Joe Biden, he never gives credit to Trump. He always comes out making it appear that it's his administration. Now, only an idiot would recognize that this guy's lying. I mean, only an idiot, rather, would believe that that's true. If you have any awareness, any type of common sense, even if you wasn't a Trump supporter, to sit and listen to this dude say that they're responsible for bringing this to people and still say, well, that guy's pretty guy, that sounds good to me, you got to be an idiot or completely brainwashed and gaslit. And it appears that your friend at the top, he's been drinking that Kool-Aid, man, all flavors. He didn't even pick one. Yeah. He said, just pour all the flavors in there. I drink it all. I won't ask what's in it. So, man, hey, I want you to keep stay encouraged. You know, you said you got 10 days. Take 10 days to you know, get away from it. Everybody needs to walk away from the chaos and the nonsense every once in a while. So it might be a good thing. And then by the time you come back, maybe they will actually do what the CDC said, which is say, all right, guys, you don't have to wear your mask anymore. But be aware. I still think lurking in the background is them wanting to resurrect the mask and some other things too. So I don't think we've seen the last.
Bring it all back.
Right. Yeah. Yep. So Hey, man.
Yeah,
I got to
know what I think. All right, Kev. Thank you so much for taking my call,
hey,
man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. God bless. Stay encouraged. I love that guy. Yeah, he's down there in Virginia holding it down from all these knuckleheads. Man, y'all, see, I've been thinking, y'all, and I'm talking about some real thinking, no stinking thinking. You know, they are doing everything they can. Once they've received this type of power, once they pushed us to this point where so many citizens have accepted this new norm, the sky's the limit for them. And once you get certain types of power, it's hard to get that mess up. Nobody wants to relinquish that power. And the Democrats and the liberal media, as we listen to some of these clips tonight, you're going to see that. You're going to see that resistance to say, okay, all right, fine. Like a mother who don't want to kick that baby bird out the nest. Yet like a parent who goes through separation, anxiety, empty nest syndrome. I've had control over these kids all this time. Now they're operating like they want to operate. And I can't take it. I can't take it. So these Democrats have been dividing us constantly, way before Trump got in office. But folks just wasn't as aware of it until the last 5 or 6 years ago. And we start seeing, man, these guys are viciously trying to separate and destroy our country. And as I thought about it, I thought about this documentary that I watched. And it really was. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? You know, I have to bring in these examples. There was a documentary I saw about 5 or 6 years ago about these 6 male lions in Africa. They called them the Brothers in Blood or the Lions of Sabi Sands or the Mapapo Coalition. Now, if you ever watch the documentary, it's super duper entertaining. You might start to fall in love with all of the lions like they're not even lions. You're looking at these lions and before it's over with, You're thinking they're humans, personification all day long. So anyway, these 4-6 lions somehow survived these odds. It was ridiculous because it started off as 5 brothers, and they almost were killed on a hunt when they were younger. Now, if anything would have changed the consistency or the dynamics of this coalition and what they did and accomplished would have never happened. So you got 5 brothers. Then one of their stepbrothers came and joined the pride, which is crazy because normally a grown lion will not be allowed to join the pride. So they said that maybe this one lion is a stepchild of some of the other lions in that pride. So now you got 6 young male lions. Now, of course, you can't have all grown men living in a house. Yeah, his feet stink, your feet stink. His armpits stink, yours stink. We can't have 2 grown men. So the other lions kicked all 6 of them out. And yet these 6 went out there and started to wreak havoc. 6 of them. They were named. Let me see. What was their names, y'all? Who was it? It was Mr. T, Kinky Tail. Let me see who else. Dreadlock, Pretty Boy, and Makula, and let me see, Rasta. 6 of these male lions wreaked havoc over the whole continent. They created such a territory that it was like triple the size of Manhattan. They ruled all of that together. See, key word, together. They went into different prides, told them suckers up. They did what lions do. As brutal as it was, went in and killed all the male lions, took over their territory, and the women, if y'all didn't want to be down with them, they had a problem with that too. These dudes were living like kings for years. But you know what happened? They forgot how they got there. They didn't realize that, wait a minute, how did we become this powerful? By sticking together. We did this mess together. It's always one that says, you know what? Now that we don't have enough enemies to fight, now that we've conquered all this land, how about we create enemies within? You got these Democrats forgetting that America have become powerful, have become number one in the world because of us united. Shoot, if the Civil War would have been separated, meaning they, you guys start your own country, we'll start our own, we would have never grown to become as powerful as we are because we would have been divided. Just that occurrence in history also contributed to the power and stability of the United States today. And you would think that they would learn from this lesson. Sure enough, in that coalition, we got Mr. Pete, the one with that mohawk. Couldn't just relax, couldn't work together. He's up in, you know, well, I'm thinking this and that. I want my own territory. I want my own power. This dude ends up dividing the whole coalition. Him and his brother took one half, the other six, four rather, stayed on another half. Divided. And all of a sudden, guess what happened? Yeah, you probably guessed it. Other lions started coming in and destroying everything, taking over their areas. They ended up killing Mr. T's brother who went with him, Kinky Tail. Killed Kinky Tail. I'm mad. I'm blaming Mr. T. Kinky Tail didn't. He wasn't the one starting the trouble. But nonetheless, Mr. T's raggedy tail ends up going back to his brothers, hoping that they would accept him because these other five males were on his trail. They welcomed this dude back, knowing that he was the one that just started all the trouble in the first place. Do you know what he did? Instead of being grateful, instead of being thankful, instead of saying, now I've learned my lesson, we all got to stick together so we can be strong, this dude decides to divide them again, killed all their cubs, became the so-called king, and didn't realize because he weakened the coalition, all these other lions saw an opportunity, came in, killed all of the males, and this dude was left all by himself and was killed by a bunch of other lions. And I was sitting there watching this, and I'm going, man, if they would have just stuck together, why in the world, when you are so blessed, when you have all the power, you've unified the country, you know how we got here by being the United States, and then because of your greed, because of your own motives, you decide to start dividing everybody who helped you become powerful in the first place. Do you think that all of us Americans are going to be patriotic and on one accord and say, man, now we got to stick together. We're going to set aside all of that white nationalism they've been telling us exists. We're going to set aside all of that xenophobia. We're going to set aside all of that homophobia, all of these things they've been using to make us think that we're not the United States. If something bad happened, we wouldn't even unite. You got folks that then bought into it to where they don't even recognize how blessed we are. They've become unappreciative. They don't know what it means to have war. They don't know what it means to be threatened by an outside enemy because dominated for so long. And that right there is the beginning of the end. When you start getting overconfident to the point where you say, let's bust up the band. Let's divide the band. Okay? So when you do that, you become weaker, and our Democrats are working overtime to do that. I just don't get that, man. You cannot tell me that there is some unseen benefit to these guys that would somehow benefit all of us. Nothing they're doing will benefit us. It only benefits them and the enemies. That is it. And I have to start asking, are y'all one of them? Now, with that being said, we're going to open up to NYSHA, by the way. Go and check out that documentary. You're going to love it. You're going to get back online next week crying like, it was so sad when Kinky Tail got killed. So with that being said, y'all, let's get into this nonsense tonight. Starting off, since my man Ryan was talking about, that you know what and all that and how they make them. See, here's the motive right here. Listen to this.
You know, as we emerge from the pandemic, I believe that we are a new era.
Ooh.
I believe that we have a unique opportunity now to shape our nation's future.
Oh, really?
To transform how we live, how we work, and how we vote.
Bingo. There it is. She just revealed the plot. By the way, somebody asked what was the name of the documentary. It's Brothers in Blood. And it's an amazing, in my opinion, the best animal documentary I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of them. So now, bingo, you hear the Wicked Witch? Did you hear that Wicked Witch of the North, South, East, and West talking about this is a great opportunity for us to start over that great reset that they've been pushing? Now, if you ever want to get people to go along with your shenanigans, distract them. Create something that appears to be a benefit to them. It's going to be safe for you guys if you let us do this. It's going to make sure you guys are respected if you give us the authority to do this. This right here will stop all those folks who hate you. We're here to help you. And when you blind people to that, to where they start just saying, yeah, I guess you're looking out for my best interest, they're not clever enough to see the end game. So now here she is coming in trying to make us believe this is a good thing. This is a good thing. But I don't know about y'all. I wasn't unhappy. I liked the way things were. I wasn't sitting back under Trump when we was all making money, when there was no war in the Middle East, when Kim Jong-un wasn't firing off rockets. I was pretty happy. The biggest problem we had was all of the whining snowflakes running around saying, not my president. The biggest problems that we had was the media getting on TV every night saying, Donald Trump says we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. Come on, this guy's crazy. Donald Trump says these jobs are coming back. This guy's crazy. Donald Trump, if he gets in, you know what's going to happen. We're going to be in World War III immediately. This guy's crazy. You know what he said? He said that all of those good people down there during that those Charlottesville thing, he loved it. He loved it. I think I might have saw him marching with those KKK members in disguise. I'm pretty sure if you look there, it's a little blurry. It's a little blurry, but I think that's Trump way in the back right there. I know it's hard to see, but I think that's him. That was the biggest problem. And then another problem came that was, you know what? Created. Just like all of the created, manufactured racism, sexism, xenophobia, homophobia, and all the other phobias. And now we get some virus phobia, too, that done dropped in. And that's a perfect opportunity. It's a two-for. So on one end, we can gain control over all of the naive citizens and those that disobey us. We can demonize and punish them. And we can also use this to help get rid of Trump and get him out of office. Now, here she is talking about moving forward, and it's an opportunity. I'm going, no. How are you going to beat what we have? See, right now, I'm not seeing us even slightly going in a positive direction at all. So I got a gut feeling all of this hype about this, especially considering it's coming from her, that wicked witch. I'm sure right after she jumped on that raggedy broom and took off in the middle of her conference, flying all over the place. I'll get you, America, and all your patriots, too. So I'm not buying it. And then, of course, her partner in crime, creepy, sleepy, slimy, sloppy, sleazy Joe, who's losing his mind, y'all. Yeah, what is this? A comparison between Joe and Ronald Reagan? Is there even a comparison? Come on.
My Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that, and I quote, the Coast Guard is that hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in time of war.
Brilliant.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class.
Yes, man, he got the gas face. And the sad part about that is when I watched this comparison, in my mind I was thinking, wow. You know, before I even got to Joe, I'm like, wow, the people went crazy when Ronald Reagan said that. We were all united. Even Democrats were excited. But now, creepy, sleepy, the most popular president of all times, gets up and tries to hit us with a one-liner, and all we got was crickets. Now, it could be because it's probably one or two people in that crowd. Maybe Raggedy Patty and then, of course, Chameleon Harris. They might have been the only two. Yeah, Joe. Or Joe's husband, he might have been in that crowd too. But nonetheless, let's hear that powerful speech again by Joe, because, I mean, boy, he tried to stick the landing.
My Coast Guard aides have been excellent. One of them taught me that, and I quote, the Coast Guard is that hard nucleus about which the Navy forms in time of war.
I can only assume that you will enjoy educating your family about how the Coast Guard is, quote, the hard nucleus around the Navy forms in times of war. You're a really dull class.
Because you're a dull president. This dude gets it, war and this and that. And then all of a sudden, almost sounded like he was mad. Hey, times of war. I mean, this dude, is he bipolar? What's up with that? Why are you screaming? lower your voice.
Ronald Reagan didn't have to scream. Now did he, Nancy?
But yeah, you got creepy, sleepy screaming, but that ain't even the worst. We got some more creepiness.
But you found ways. You found ways to keep many of the Academy's traditions alive.
Like what?
And maybe even formed a few new ones.
Okay.
You still were able to bring your cars on campus.
What?
You just weren't allowed to go anywhere in those cars. Oh, man, I tell you what, I'd have trouble watching my car sit there. But maybe dipping your ring in Crown Park or having your ring dance outside will be a new standard.
What is a ring dance?
Our own.
What the crap is that? Why are they sticking this dude out there? Why don't they stick him back in the basement? You're only exposing the fact that you guys put together some type of bionic, raggedy form of Joe Biden, built maybe in some lab or something. This dude's out there talking, the ring parties. I don't know about you. I don't remember these parties in college. But maybe Joe, you know, back in his day, they were existing. But there's more. Let's see if we can get on board with Joe's new agenda.
Our own Department of Energy pioneered and transformed the battery injury when Barack and I were in office.
What? The battery injury when Barack and I were in office.
Hold on. What is the battery injury? Does anybody know what that crap is? Hold on now. This man was dead serious. And you know what's scary? As this guy is up there talking and making up full-blown words, he doesn't even recognize that he just did it. See, I make some type of Freudian slips here and there, but my brain says, nope to self-care. You mispronounced that. Or, you know what? How about you back up and correct that? This dude, he steps on the gas. He doesn't even pump the brakes. You don't see the lights from behind. You don't see those red lights come on. This dude steps on the gas. He doesn't even know it. All right, let's continue.
Our own Department of Energy pioneered and transformed the battery injury when Barack and I were in office.
The battery injury when Barack and I were in office.
I have no idea what the battery injury is. Does anybody know what the battery injury is? This is in that category with battery calf care. Oh, man, I'm embarrassed. Hold up. Before I even go on, y'all. Hold on. I'm going back into protection. Okay. Yo, what's your name? Me? Alfredo Jose Johnson Davidson. That's why. Where are you from? Some other country, not America. Because this dude's embarrassing me. Now I got to go in the American Voter Witness Protection Program again. Let's continue.
Joe Biden is so inconsiderate that he even worked closely with another Democrat in a wheelchair and asked him to stand up at his last event.
Stand up, Chuck. Let him see you.
Stand up, Chuck.
Oh, God love you. What am I talking about? You can tell I'm new.
Joe Biden is pretending he has a disability, a childhood stutter, but that only came out in the last year.
Biden.
One of the worst things you can do, pretend to have a disability.
Yeah, because that's misappropriation. For Biden to accept this narrative that they created in a lab somewhere, that this dude had a stuttering problem, I'm thinking to myself, why would you do that? I mean, if you don't want that in real life, why would you pretend to have it? You know, back in the day, your mama said, boy, don't you be walking on them crutches because you're going to end up on them for real. Don't you be playing in that wheelchair. That ain't the play in because you're going to end up in the wheelchair for real. With this dude, I guess just let that narrative out now. Well, yeah, I did have a stuttering problem. Since when? So let's go ahead.
Well, a consequence of that, it brings us back to maybe a fundamental disagreement. Between
The Atlantic recently published a powerful piece about your travel.
He was
Biden.
One of the worst things you can do, pretend to have a disability.
So a consequence of that, it brings us back to maybe the fundamental disagreement.
Now, wait a minute. He blew through that. He went ahead the consequence. No. He blew through that mess easily.
But now, all of a sudden, a random stutter appeared.
The Atlantic recently published a powerful piece about your childhood stutter and sometimes was characterized as a memory lapse.
Okay, so it's a hot mix. So it's characterized as a stutter slash memory lapse. Anybody ever heard of that disease? I mean, does stuttering cause amnesia? Does stuttering cause you to forget almost everything? Huh? Let's go ahead and investigate this new rare disease.
Indeed, a stutter. Mr. Vice President, do you feel that?
I don't think of myself as continuing to stutter. That doesn't cross my mind that I'm stuttering, but apparently, and I'll find myself searching for a second. Look, the mistakes I make are mistakes, and some people think I still stutter. I don't think of myself that way.
Who's believing that crap? James Earl Jones had a stuttering problem he overcame. And just recently, he did the voice of Darth Vader, and he didn't stutter. He said, Luke, I am your father. He didn't stutter. That dude overcame it, and it never came back. Once he beat that stuttering problem, he was done. And for some reason, Joe got that reoccurring stuttering problem. Or could it be he's suffering from some type of cognitive decline? I'm pretty sure that's probably what's going on. But, you know, they have to come up with something for the bubbleheads to say, well, I mean, that sounds pretty reasonable. I guess I didn't vote for a man who should be in a hospital. All right, but there's more, Joe.
Vaxxed or masked?
What?
It's vaxxed or masked.
What are you talking to, bro?
It's vaxxed or masked.
Y'all hear this dude? He ain't started doing that. It's vaxxed or masked. I'm thinking vax, but it's vaxxed. W, what is that? V-A-X-X-E-D. A new word. Yeah, a new word. Vaxxed or masked. And don't you be talking to me in that tone, Joe. You're not the boss of me. Continue.
30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben's Island.
Now, this dude don't know where Soweto is. This man just made up a whole story. But yet Donald Trump lies 18,000 times a second. And this guy just died in the streets of Soweto. And he wasn't hesitating during that time. That stuttering problem's in the wind. He's going ahead and telling one of Joe's tall tales. And this dude never even slowed down. Yet it also was a lie, too. But there's more, Joe.
Again, we have enough. We, the United States, has secured enough supply for all elderly Americans. All Americans 12 years old and older.
Darn it, that stuttering problem then came back. That pesky stuttering problem done bounced back. Here's Joe, thinking he overcame his past. Ding dong, who is it, stuttering problem? I don't want you to come in. I thought we had broken up a long time ago. Now, Joe, you know, man, when we love each other to the death. I'm one of them crazy problems, okay? Yeah, you might have broken up with me, but I ain't break up with you. So as soon as you come outside, Joe, I'm going to be all over. You know what? You're not going to be the boss of me anymore. I'm sick of this. So you're telling me that stuttering problem that caught up with Joe again? Let's hear some more.
And folks, think back. Four months ago was audacious goal that we had to put 1 million shots in the arms in my first 100 days as president.
Wait, that's not stutter. 1 million shots in my arm. Wait, hold, what was that? That was just, I just hacked up a whole sentence.
Shots in the arms in my first 100 days.
In the arms of my first 100 days. So the first 100 days, I guess, is a person. And he's putting the shots into the first arms of the first 100 days. Does that make sense? I mean, only if I'm a snowflake or a bubblehead. Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that shots go right into the first 100 days arm. Yeah, he didn't even stop. Didn't pause. I guess that's that stuttering problem again coming back to haunt him.
Days as president. Oh. 100 million, I should say.
Oh, 100 million. Now, see, all of this. You see where they're going with this? So here we now are dealing with, for some reason, this overwhelming desire for them to hang on to this narrative that we all must get you know what. Stuttering problem and all of that stuff aside, why are they now feeling or seeming to be saddened that folks don't have to wear the mask anymore? Why is the media getting upset when they hear the CDC saying, you guys are good, you can go ahead without that mask? Why? Why? Because they're losing their control. They're losing their power. So let's go ahead and hear how the media is responding to this all.
Well, look, I think people who've been vaccinated are starting to get a little bit impatient with what can I do? Can I go indoors? Can I take masks off, et cetera? And I think the CDC is getting there step by step. So right now you can do pretty much everything outdoors without a mask. You can do everything indoors if you're around vaccinated people without a mask.
So why were they all wearing masks in there yesterday?
Well, I'm not sure that the president is the average person. I personally think there's a lot of protections around the president. Why does he need
No, I personally think he never got the vaccination in the first place. That's what I think. I think they shoved some placebo right in that wet noodle arm of his. I think he's probably still susceptible to catching corona, and you know, in his condition, that might just be a death sentence. So I've been watching some stuff on the internet of people that are having certain things happen to them. I think that would be too much of a risk for Joe to take a vaccination. Honestly, now I could be wrong, but my gut tells me that whatever he got stuck in his arm wasn't the real deal, or else your tail wouldn't be forcing everybody around you to wear a mask, and neither would you be wearing a mask. I'm questioning some things, and I don't want to come across as a conspiracy theorist, but that's just my gut feeling. Now let's continue.
Lots of Secret Service agents. Why do they, you know, belt and suspend or everything with the president? Because he's a very important person, and I think you shouldn't take your mark just by what you see in the Oval Office. I think most people, if you're indoors around other people that are vaccinated, the CDC says it's okay. And I think you should listen to the CDC on that.
Okay, but except the president. He don't need to listen to the CDC. Because you know why? Even if he did get the vaccination, he's not a real trooper. He's not a leader. He's not the guy that's going to lead the troops in. He's a very important person. So he gets special treatment, like his son Hunter. Mm-hmm. But Trump, he will go out there, mingle with the people. He will put in he would put himself in predicaments where he could catch the coronavirus. And he did, somehow. And kicked it. And then came back a couple of days later, ripped the mask off. And what did all these same folks in the media do? Mm-hmm. So now they're telling us that we're never vaxxers. We're super spreaders. And we're all running around with these conspiracies. And listen to what they're doing now.
This report just came out yesterday. I'm not joking. I did not find this in the deep recesses of the internet. This is being published by the mainstream.
Thank you, Charlene. Charlene said, don't say those words. So, guys, we're going to have to come up with a code word. Something like that. Okay. Or how about this? Did you get the mops? That's what I mean. Remember that commercial? I got the mops. When I tell y'all, yo, I don't want the mops. You know what I'm talking about. Let's continue.
Even left-wing outlets, doctors and researchers at the Pentagon are working to prevent a future pandemic by developing a microchip that can go under our skin.
What?
That can detect a virus. This according to Dr. Matt Hepburn, a retired Army infectious disease physician.
So here's all of us conspiracy theorists thinking that they up to something, and now we find out that they're developing some other garbage to stick in folks. I'm concerned.
And, this is part of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, which is a secret research agency, not that secret because we're talking about it on this show, tasked with protecting soldiers from contagious diseases and biological weapons.
How do you
feel
about that,
I'm going to put the political question aside for a second. I'm just focusing on the science or the technology or whatever. It is very impressive that scientists could develop a microchip that can detect if you are coming down with a virus and, you know, beep or boop or something or light up and tell you that you've got to go get some medical care. That's genuinely very impressive. I don't want it.
What?
Don't want it. Not interested. I don't care.
Michael, I got to love him, man. See, it reminded me of that part or that scene in Major Payne when the lady tried to give him that book, and he was like, I don't want your book. She's like, take it. I said, I don't want it. Yeah, I don't want this mess. You come running around me talking about something. Now, this right here will make sure it goes off and let you know that it's something. No, I don't want you knowing that. Don't be coming to me. Doc, I'll come to you. If I'm sick, I got the sniffles, I know how to pick up the phone. I know how to make an appointment. I don't want anything in me diagnosing me or even alerting someone about me, because I guarantee you this much, not only will that thing know what's going on with you, it'll probably let everybody know where you are and what you're doing. I don't trust it, but Michael Knowles is going to explain why he doesn't.
I am not an adherent of the cult of public health.
Me either.
I know a lot of people are.
Mm-hmm.
At the cultural and the political level, that's how these sociopath politicians and public health officials have shut down our country for a year.
Okay.
I don't want it.
Neither.
If the option is...
What's the option?
Live 10 years longer.
10 years.
Got it.
With a microchip under your skin
that
makes you neurotic about every time you're about to get a virus or something.
Yeah.
And social distance and wear the stupid masks and all that nonsense.
Yeah.
But you live 10 years longer. Or don't live 10 years longer, but don't live your life in the neurotic, paranoid fear of coming down with the sniffles.
Yeah,
and ultimately, the neurotic fear of death.
Right.
I'm going to take the latter.
Me too.
Because no one here gets that alive. I'd like to live a good long life. Emphasis on the good, I suppose.
Yeah. We all
but I know, look, eventually, if I am to have a future, it ain't going to be here.
Uh-huh.
Because we're all going down eventually. And hopefully that natural fact helps you to think about supernatural and eternal things.
Thank you, Michael.
Or we can all just become neurotic ninnies and put microchips in our skin and worry about getting the flu or whatever.
Telling you it all falls down. Telling you it all falls down. That's right, yo. If you were born, unfortunately, we all got an expiration date on us. And I don't want to walk around paranoid up until that day. That is why God doesn't let us know the exact time or day that we're going to check out. Do you think you would live your life carefree? You think you would go ahead and have a good time? No. You would be sitting around paranoid, scared every single time you, why am I feeling this? I'm itching. What is this? What's going on here? That's what I would be thinking if I had that in. Some things I don't need to know. If I have to give you that type of access to my personal life, for me to walk around feeling like I got one step ahead of something that might occur in my body, then I don't want it. Trust me, the body is perfectly made. That's why we have pain. That's why we get sick. That lets us know something's wrong. I don't need the chip to tell me that. Now, there's more. Listen to these people. Because, see, the media is really mad about it, y'all. For some reason, they don't want to let go of these masks and stuff. Why do you want to stay in bondage? You're like the children of Israel. They are, well, come on, guys. We're free. Let's get out of here. No, we were better off in Egypt. Make me mad. So let's continue. Listen to this guy.
If you're on airplanes, if you're on buses, if you're on public transportation, wear the mask. You still are expected to wear the mask. And actually, for your own health, you should still wear the mask.
I guess he's an epidemiologist. Beaker, you're not the real Beaker. You're not the guy on the Muppet Show going beady. No, you're not the real Beaker. Where's your lab coat? I don't see it. But yet this dude is telling us that we should still wear a mask. So on one end, they were all telling us stuff like, hey, you know what? We need to follow the science. We need to listen to the CDC. Now the CDC says we can take the mask off, but Beaker has a problem with it.
I got to say, in the future, I mean, I haven't gotten the flu in a year. Why am I going to start wearing a mask on, stop wearing a mask on planes? That just makes good common sense.
It's a good idea.
And
now, that is hilarious. This dude just said something that doesn't make sense, and yet he's telling us that's just common sense. If you want to walk around in that type of slavery, in that type of bondage, if you want to walk around not being able to see people's facial expressions and connect with them, by all means, enjoy yourself, Beaker. My gut tells me that he's not going to do that. He has been using this, just like all the rest of the media, to manipulate people like, you know, a chess piece, and relinquishing that, seeing people respond to all the fear tactics, all of that. They went full in on the mask thing. They said, don't even look at Trump. When he came out on that balcony, standing up there all by himself, without that mask. They said that was so dangerous. You need to put your kids to sleep. Don't even let them see it. And yet, here's this dude like, well, the CDC said it, but that's crazy. I'm going to wear my mask until the end. In fact, I found a dual reason and a purpose. Shit, I should have been doing this all my life. All my life. I would have never caught the flu. In fact, I'm never taking it off again. Go ahead, dummy. Because I guarantee you, though, when this dude gets off that network, you think he's walking around masked up all the time? All of these folks are hypocrites. But for some reason, he's mad because we get to take our mask off, y'all, and trying to convince us that that makes sense, what he just said.
Listen, just
right.
Makes good common sense.
It's a good idea.
And
it doesn't matter who we are. No one cared who I was till I put on the mask.
Yeah, man. No one cared who I was until I put on the mask. Y'all hear Bane?
It doesn't matter who we are.
No one cared who I was until I put on the mask. Yeah, they didn't make this thing so important. They are separating folks based on these folks are smart, they're valuable because they're obedient. They're wearing the mask. In any other time, I wouldn't even pay attention to them. Wouldn't pay that until they put on that mask. See, he gets it. He gets it. Uh-huh. Yeah. So here's more. Listen to this lady try to convince us of this propaganda.
And why is it controversial for, I mean, I understand, you know, a right to privacy and a right to freedom, but I don't have a right to go to my workplace unvaccinated. I don't have a right to send my kid to school without testing him to make sure he doesn't become a vector for disease.
Y'all hear this? Do you hear her overriding the CDC? I guess all of these network personalities and propagandists, they all got an epidemiology degree. They're all getting off that set, going back into that lab with their microscopes. All right, could you go ahead and bring me in the, you know, the subject here? Let me see right there. Okay. All right. You see the protein? Right there? Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's mutating. It's mutating. See, I do this in between getting out and doing my propaganda, okay? I study these, okay? Yep, there we go. So now this woman is trying to tell us we don't have the right to go to work unless we're back. Unless we got the mods. She's saying your kids shouldn't have the right to go to school unless they got the mods. My thought is, are you kidding me? How about you get the mods and worry about yourself? You cannot deny people access to employment because you want to shove something into them or give them the mods. I don't want the mods. So here she is trying to shame us, trying to come up with this idea of excluding people and saying you shouldn't have the right. These are the people that if they were in charge, this would be the personification. That's what this is. Listen,
I mean, has the debate gone too far? People, sure, you can do what you want, but it doesn't mean you get to go on with your pre-pandemic life if you're not willing to carry your burden in society.
Y'all hear? These are the people that is, if you ever want to know why some of your friends are crazy right now, if you ever want to know why folks are paranoid, walking around, excuse me, sir, I know I'm just a regular human, just like you. I don't own this place. I'm just a citizen. But I think you need to put on your mask. And who are you? I said I'm just a concerned citizen. Okay. Thanks for the advice. No, you don't understand. I don't want you around me. Don't take off my mask. You're killing me. Wait a minute. I'm not dying. I can breathe. I just had to show you. That's all. See, it was all propaganda. It's in your head. See, by choking your tail and making you take that mask off, now you see you're not going to die. See, breathe it in. It's fresh air. See, thank you. You can go ahead and pay my secretary on the way out. That's what some of them need. Get choked and say, boy, I tell you what, I sure can't appreciate a good old fresh breath of air right about now. Because I've been rocking this stupid mask so long that I forget how good, fresh, clean air smells. These folks will be looking at folks like, wow, look, smiling faces. The sound of children's laughter. Wow, somebody gave me the wink. She's cute. I know that because her face isn't covered. What a mask. But yet, they're driving these folks crazy.
Chair reminds members that the House is following the guidance of the attending physician who has stated that the present mask requirements and other guidelines remain unchanged in the hall of the House until
all members and
the core staff are fully vaccinated. That is the advisory of the attending physician.
Oh, the attending physician, not the CDC. See, y'all hear Bagabone, Monkey Paw Hands, Nasty Pelosi? She done came up with her own rules. She done handpicked her a physician that said, forget what the CDC says. Now, when Trump start talking to other physicians outside the CDC, they were saying, you know what? These are quacks. You shouldn't listen to anybody but the CDC. But now Bag of Bones, Monkey Paw Hands, Mushmouth, is trying to hold all of Congress enslaved to this mask mandate in spite of what the CDC said. Let's finish hearing old Bag of Bones.
The chair also informs members that the attending physician guidance is consistent with the Centers for Disease Control guidelines. Members are further reminded under House Resolution 38, the Sergeant-at-Arms is authorized and directed to impose a fine against any member acting in violation of these policies. The chair expects members to conduct themselves in appropriate decorum in the House chamber at all times.
I need a swig of my black velvet. Oh, yes, that's good, Nancy. Now, let me finish being nasty, okay? Let's finish hearing how nasty, nasty is.
Cons. That includes proper attire, behavior that is respectful of other members and of our staff, and adherence to mask requirements and other safety protocols intended to protect.
No, my first name ain't Baby. It's Pelosi. Miss Nasty is you nasty. So now here she is trying to tell us that the protocol, and now I want you to obey Nasty Pelosi and do what I tell you because I got power and I like to abuse it. That's what she's doing. This woman right now is making stuff up. She's saying, you know what? I got used to telling folks what to do. I don't like it. I don't like not having that power. So I can continue to demonize folks because most likely the people who's going to come into Congress without a mask on are going to be who? Republicans. See, her crew is completely obedient. Those Republicans know this is a bunch of garbage. So when they come in without that mask, you're going to hear Nasty. Like, look at them. They're disobedient. They almost killed Nasty. You can't kill this type of evil. Okay? You need a cross or some holy water to do that. Let's continue.
All of those present in the hall of the House.
Nope.
They're really showing themselves to do really well.
Yes, they are.
Come on, man. But wait.
You want a glimpse of where all this is going. Look no further than our neighbor to the north. Now, you may have seen this video of the Canadian pastor kicking the COVID mask enforcers out of his church.
I love that guy.
Well, just days ago, the authorities caught up to him after he held a morning church service, and then watch what
happened. So wait. I am pretty sure, Laura, you're going to tell me that those authorities caught up with that preacher and said, you know what, I want to thank you for preaching the word of God in these perilous times. Would you pray for me and my strength in the Lord? Will thou lay hands on me and pray my protection in the Lord as I go out going after real criminals, not preachers who had church. I'm sure that's what they did, right, Laura? Let's see.
What happened?
Okay, wait a minute. We got somebody on the freeway. Wait. That's a preacher? Damn, what's going on in Canada, right next door to us? This preacher is in the middle of the freeway with multiple police officers. Have him on his knees with his hands behind his back. Thank God for my glasses to be able to see through nonsense because I recognized it, even though I have no lenses. I'm like, that looks like that preacher. So now this is where we're going. I'm sure as they are arresting this preacher, all these cars going by, I'm sure there was a drug dealer that probably rode by. I'm pretty sure there was somebody looking at kiddie porn rode by. I'm pretty sure there was a whole bunch of other folks that got some real crime going on that went by, but no, we're going to make an example out of this disobedient preacher, man. We run this thing here. We want to replace Christ with the government. Justin Trudeau is your God. Let's go.
Tell him, man.
Make him earn it. He didn't even, y'all, if y'all get a chance to watch it, it's great. He made him earn it, y'all. He didn't even let his feet down. He made him carry him to the paddy wagon. He did what my dog Sammy does when I have to put him in the bathtub. He's like, oh, you going to put me in the tub? You're going to have to earn this mess. Drop all the weight back. I got to struggle. By the time I get him in the tub, I'm tired. I'm sitting there like, it ain't worth it, man. You know. But nonetheless, that's what he did. I did the same thing. He lifted both legs up like, yeah, earn this. Wow. I would have thought this guy just killed someone. It's like 12 cars.
You said you spent 30 hours in solitary confinement after what we just saw?
Is he Jason? Is he? Hello, Clarice. Has the land stopped crying? Fly away.
Who is he? Is he Michael Myers? Surely this gentle, docile, willing preacher didn't get stuck in solitary confinement for 30 hours. Let's get some.
Yeah, that's all we
spent
3 days.
What happened to your country?
Yeah, what has happened?
We have no rights whatsoever. What we have right now is some kind of a hybrid between the fascism and communism, medical tyranny. It looks like we have absolutely no rights whatsoever. The premier of Alberta right now declared the protesting is illegal. So when I opened my church in the protest against the government overreach, I was, as you saw, I was taken to custody. I was manhandled. They really, really wanted me to be hurt. They threw me into a cell. They deprived me from sleep for 2 days. I spent 3 days in jail for my crime of opening the church in a free and democratic society.
Now, guys, I'm watching this clip, and I'm thinking to myself, if this was a Black Lives Matter person standing in the middle of the freeway and the police came, arrested them, picked them up, and put them in jail, do you understand how quickly the whole country would come to a complete halt? They would be, this is outrageous. Folks can't even protest or exercise their First and Second Amendment just because that person's protesting in the middle of traffic and out in the street. No need to drag them into the office because, you know, all of that. But yet, here's a preacher. He was driving on the freeway. They pulled him over. He wasn't standing in the freeway like I've seen Antifa do and I've seen Black Lives Matter do. He wasn't doing any of that stuff. And they pulled him over and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 cops. I mean, is he like a gangster doing his other part-time job? Yeah, after I get out from behind that pulpit, I'm like, die, suckers, die. He's a dangerous preacher, man. This dude is shooting the word of God all over the place. And yet, all these cops then drug him in, and there's no outrage in Canada. See, this is how tyranny actually builds its power. The folks that see it stay silent and don't react like the aggressive, progressive, outrageous liberals. They go crazy all the time. We look at them as crazy and say, these folks are overreacting. They're crazy. But yet, when stuff like this happens, we go, man, that's messed up. But the problem is, if they don't feel there's no repercussion of doing something like this, if the people don't speak out against this, if they don't feel that there's no political price to pay, they're like, well, we got away with it. Yeah, we had a couple people whine about it. We heard something about Laura Ingraham and all that stuff. But so what? The end of the day, our citizens are going, wow, things are pretty much getting crazy. You know, these are times we live in. And after a while, they'll be knocking on your door. Let's continue, though.
Did you ever think you would see this in a supposedly free and democrat society? A former Eastern Bloc, you know what tyranny and dictatorships are like. Did you ever think you would see this?
No, I escaped tyranny. I escaped communism and socialism. I came to Canada only because Canada was offering me freedom. And here we are again, a repetition of history. And I decided I'm going to stand up and fight to the death. That's what I said to the officer. You know, you're not going to intimidate me. You can torture me if you want or shoot me dead or taser me, but I'm going to fight until the day I die. I have 3 children. And if, you know, that's my message to the people. If you don't want to do it for yourself, please have some decency and do it for your children, because what kind of country are we going to leave behind for the future generation? How are we going to look into the faces of our children, our sons and daughters, and say to them, yeah, we allowed this to happen. We did nothing. We didn't care about your future.
Man, y'all, I'm getting pumped listening to him. Boom. I'm hearing the Rocky bells. Dum, man, that dude right there is a soldier. That's right, man. Let's finish hearing him because he ain't finished.
Here's what the police said about your arrest. Law enforcement recognizes people's right to desire to participate in faith-based gatherings,
right,
as well as right to protest. However, as we find ourselves in the midst of a global pandemic, we all must comply with public health orders. Pastor, your reaction.
Oh, it's a sham. This whole thing is a big fat lie. When I grew up behind the Iron Curtain, that's what we were receiving on a daily basis. Lie, manipulation, misinformation. If you were looking for the truth, you were arrested, sentenced to jail. If you were caught listening to European radio, you could face 5 years jail time. That's why they're deplatforming Christians. They're deplatforming anyone that opposes them and brings forth the truth because they're terrified of the truth. Like I always say, lie is afraid of the truth. Truth is never afraid of the lie.
That is true. See, y'all hear this man preaching a sermon on Laura Ingraham's show. First thing is first, he called it out. It's a sham. See, when somebody have lived through this garbage and they see the telltale signs, you know what they're doing. You sitting back like, I see exactly what y'all doing. This is the same thing they did to us in Poland. Folks that come from these countries that are real communist countries, that are real fascist countries, that are real tyrannical countries, they see the writing on the wall and they try their best to warn us, our citizens who's thinking that these folks are fighting for our good and they're keeping us safe from those white nationalists. And they're also making sure that these systemically racist police officers get defunded. We're doing all of that stuff for us. No, they're doing it for them. They're doing it so they can set themselves up for future complete control and power. And this guy is calling out their boo-boo, and it's making them mad. He exposed that they're not as strong as they are. They're telling you how much they can bench, but won't get on that bench. They are telling you how good and wonderful they smell. But then you say, nope, smells like doo-doo in your pants. They're being exposed, and he's doing the exposing. Therefore, he becomes more of a threat than criminals, running around. I could think of like 20,000 other crimes that they can be going off and solving or addressing besides arresting this preacher. And yet they're telling us it's because he don't want to obey the safety issues and protocols that we've all put in place that doesn't make sense. But he's going to give us one for the road. Listen to this.
So they need to remove people like me. We are growing. We are growing by the thousands. Our church is full.
Yeah.
We have thousands of people coming to the rallies. And then we have become political prisoners. They are starting to be afraid of us. And my message to you is watch what's happening here, because it's coming your way unless you rise up and stand up and fight. You have to be like lions chasing off the hyenas.
Did y'all hear the man from Poland? A couple weeks ago, he said, Gestapo is not welcome here. Go, Gestapo, go. Hitler is not welcome here. That man is preaching on Lord's show. We got to be like lions. When we chase off those nasty Democrats / hyenas, and starting with that laughing hyena, the chameleon hair, let her be the first, and not the last.
Let's continue, though.
I think it's a big mistake. The last thing we need is the Neanderthal thinking that, in the meantime, everything's fine, take off your mask, forget it. It still matters.
Y'all hear Joe? He's telling us we need to keep that mask on. That was a couple of weeks ago when they were saying that all of those governors who wasn't obedient, it's going to kill us all. Going to kill us all. Let's see how that all turned out. Let me see something else. Okay, wait. What is this? What is this? Governor Greg Abbott says Texas has recorded a day of what? This can't be right. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. Let me see. Make sure I'm reading it right. Okay, let me... Okay, so Texas has recorded a day of zero deaths, what, from COVID-19 after President Joe Biden said, what, attacked his plan to roll back restrictions as Neanderthal thinking. Wow, that right there deserves an egg to Joe's face. That right there deserves an egg to all of the liberal media's face, and starting also with nasty stinking Pelosi, who's still up in there talking about, y'all need to come up in this joint with first things first, a sacrifice for nasty, meaning bring me some moonshine. Secondly, come up in here obedient, wearing your mask. See, that's who they all need that aid right in their face. Now, let's move on, guys. Let's switch topics to some social topics, some things that's going on around here, some other real news that's seeing what's happening and calling out the hypocrisy, starting with somebody we all know and hate. Not know and love, know and hate. Yeah, not hating, but we strongly dislike her.
What you say is that the fake news just doesn't get it.
They don't. And whenever we raise a little question about the fairness of the 2020 election, what do they hit us with?
Yeah.
This.
What?
The need by modern Republicans to now accept and promulgate the big lie.
Arizona Republicans forced the audit in an effort to support the big lie that...
So they don't want this audit to take place. Now, I wonder why, guys. Wonder why these folks are saying, get away from that. Don't be looking in there. They're giving away what's really going on. That is like somebody coming in to do an inspection, or they're looking for something, and they're saying, is there any drugs in here? And you're going, no. And you always have a tendency to look over towards a certain cabinet. Why are you looking over there? Nothing. It's nothing in there. Really? Can you open that up for me? Well, for what? Here, look in this cabinet. You see, ain't nothing in there. Why are you trying to send me somewhere else? I want to know what's in that cabinet. So now, here they are mad. Now, if there's nothing to hide, what's wrong with the audit? What is wrong with that audit in Arizona if there's nothing to hide and it was on the up and up and this was the most secure election in history? Could it be that they are acting like that bird? I can't remember every time. Y'all always remind me. That bird that when you're starting to get close to its nest and eggs starts to act up. That is when you know you poked that hornet's nest, when they all come out and start making a ruckus. So right about now, they're all saying, don't you do it. Don't you do it. You're propagating a lie. You guys are undermining our dang on democracy. So let's finish hearing them try to distract us.
Donald Trump only lost because of widespread fraud.
You see Republican leaders pushing the big lie. They perpetrated this big lie about fraud when there was absolutely no election fraud.
They say big lie all the time. Did they ever say it about Hillary Clinton? You know, she's been whining about the 2016 election for almost
Hillary.
5 years now.
Yeah, let's see.
You can run the best campaign.
I knew it. Kill deer. Thank you. That's the bird. Okay. Cracks me up. If you ever run across one, they are hilarious. For some reason, they build their nest on the ground in populated areas and then get mad when you get close to their eggs. I'm like, dude, how about you be like the rest of the birds and build it off in the forest or something? But no, you putting it in the middle of parking lot of a big lots or something. Dang on it. Maybe I need to have a meeting, intervention with those birds. Let's continue.
You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
Big lie.
Could run the best campaign. You could be the nominee, but you could still lose because, number one, you could lose with voter suppression, or you could lose because of hacking and theft of material.
Well, I believe he knows he's an illegitimate president. He knows. He knows that there were a bunch of different reasons why the election turned out the way it did. I know that he knows that this...
I know that you know that I know that you know that you know that I know. Okay, so you hear Hillary. He knows. He knows. No, you know. Okay, you know you got your butt beat because you were a raggedy candidate and you were overconfident and thought that I got this in the bag. I'm Hillary. He's just some washed up host of some reality TV show. Watch this. It's going to be a landslide. Get the balloons ready. We're going to celebrate. All your hats on. Everybody put your hats on. Yeah, you got those things. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Dun, 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 dun. This just in. Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. I'm going to put my moo-moo on and go in the back. Somebody else go out there and deal with the people. I'm too embarrassed. We done bought balloons and all of that stuff, fireworks. Can we get a receipt? Can we get that return? No, no. I want you to die knowing that you got your butt beat by a real G. Now let's continue.
This wasn't on the level. I don't know that we'll ever know everything that happened, but clearly we know a lot and are learning more every day, and history will probably sort it all out. There were many funny things that happened
like
in
what?
My election that
like
will
what?
Not happen again.
Yeah.
You sense a double...
Like being fair. She said many things happened in my election. It won't happen again. You're right. It was a fair election. That's rare. See, y'all didn't think y'all had to cheat during that election. You know, Donald Trump. Even though 50,000 folks showed up to see him and about 100 showed up to see me. But you know what? I'm pretty sure they're all going to come out at the last minute. They're just waiting. So now all of a sudden, what she's describing probably is true. It's just in the reverse form. So we had a real election, and they said, we can't have that again. We're going to make sure that that never happens again. Thus, we get this one. And now they don't want us to do an audit.
Standard here, and a bunch of different reasons. Well, one of the key reasons, he ran a better campaign than you did, he beat you. And by the way, the Russia thing, a great big hoax. All right.
You just watched Newsmax TV,
yeah.
America's fastest-growing cable news channel.
What are you
I'm
worried about?
I'm not done with Newsmax. Listen to this, y'all, because now we about to go into dark territory. We about to go in and talk about the number one threat to America's life. All of us, y'all, scared. Listen to this.
Finances, your health, maybe world peace. Forget about that nonsense. What we have to worry about is white supremacy, okay? That is the existential threat to America. We've been hearing that all week, for the past several months, actually, from the Biden administration, but they're really hitting it hard right now. This is their new attorney general.
And in the FBI's view, the top domestic violent extremist threat we face comes from racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists, specifically those who advocate for the superiority of the white race.
I've been talking to law enforcement sources both in and out of government, and they say this notion is ludicrous. This is ludicrous. The threat from white supremacy is essentially nil and has stayed the same level for several decades. I don't know about you, but I've noticed some gas lines lately, and I hear that they were...
Yes, man. Yeah, man. I'm back. Bob, the stereotypical white nationalist. Trump for the man. That's right. You heard it for your own ears, man. You heard it for your own ears. We back, man. That's right, man. Yeah, man. We done came back like bell bottoms. We done came back like a new alterated afro. Oh, man. We back, man. Y'all thought we were gone. Fooled you, man. Yeah. We just went underground to recoup and reorganize. Now we're back on the move. It's about, now wait a minute, it's been going a little slow. So let me see how many folks we done gathered. Let me see, we got one, Bobby Jimmy, then there's Bobby Lou, and Lou Bobby, and then there's Jeffro, and then myself. Now, I know it's a little slow. We understand, we're just organizing. It's only 6 with man. Well, I'm telling you right now, man, we're recruiting everybody. We so powerful right now with all 6 of us that they got to make a new one proud, man. They see it coming, man. We come back to take over this country. Just like it used to be back in the days, okay? White power. Mm-hmm, man. Now, God bless you. If you want to be part of this white nationalist movement, look me up on the internet, okay? Now, God bless you. Only if you're white. That's what they say. When is the last white nationalist? Clear cut, 100%. Not mistaken, white nationalist that you all have ever seen. I haven't seen a white nationalist rally. I ain't seen no pamphlets. I ain't seen them trying to recruit. I ain't seen nothing. Now, understand this. As much as they're telling us this is a major problem, you don't think that they would sneak into a rally? Why they're all out listening, I assume all y'all are here for good intentions. Who's that stranger in the back? You got a hidden camera on you? Do you understand how quick that they would be showing video clips of real white nationalists? But yet, they're telling us to believe something that we're not seeing. So here's Bob and his other 5, you know, partners. But they're a threat, biggest threat. Let's listen to some more of this live.
Orchestrated by Russian gangs and a cyber attack. That seems like a more immediate threat. But this one has some political mojo behind it.
Today, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists are the most likely to conduct mass casualty attacks against civilians, and anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists.
Who is he describing? Who is this dude describing right here? You know who he's describing? Antifa and Black Lives Matter. But at the end of this, he is alluding to, it's to Trump supporters. I'm not going to just say it's Trump supporters, but I'm going to say, first of all, it's racially motivated. When is the last Trump rally that race had anything to do with? See, this is the big lie. This is the true propaganda. This is the true Marxist playbook being manifested. First of all, accuse my enemies of what I am guilty of. Secondly, assign motives to what they're doing that they themselves did not say. So now all of a sudden, these folks up on the Capitol meander in and walk around. Obviously, guys, it was racially motivated. Now, we didn't stop and ask anybody. We didn't hear nobody as they were going in saying, that's right, we're sick of this. We want white folks back in the White House. Not one person. ever brought up race. In fact, I saw a bunch of black folks walking in that same crowd. These were the most inclusive white nationalists I've ever seen. These were the most tolerant white nationalists I've ever seen. And would have to also be the dumbest, because with those type of figures, with those type of numbers, you got an army, man. You should have been saying, this is our opportunity to not invade the Capitol, but how about we go into Washington, D.C., where all the brothers live? Because there's a lot of black folks in D.C. And then go ahead and just start wiping them out. Just wiping them out. We just wasted all that white power juice. We cracked it open. This is for my homie. Hey, man, not too much. Man, you poured the whole thing out. So all of that white nationalist juice is just laying around on the curb. Wasn't smart at all. But yet this guy is saying it's racially motivated. I have not seen any Trump supporters talking about white folks are better. We're against black folks. None of that. But this right here is being done by a leader who's evil, diabolical, and in cahoots with some other diabolical people to convince all of Americans, not us, that anyone who disagrees with the government, anyone who supports Trump, is obviously motivated by white nationalism, even if you're black, Latino, Asian, or otherwise. Okay, you got that? All right, so let's continue hearing about this manufactured white nationalism.
Specifically, militia violent extremists are the most likely to target law enforcement, government.
Who's shooting the cops? That's what I want. Yeah, these particularly malicious extremists. What's that? When you say militia, you know why he's saying militia? Because he's targeting the Second Amendment. That's right. Yeah, well-formed militia. This way, when they do decide, man, yo, we need to form a militia. Oh, they're not doing it because they're citizens and they're protecting their God-given liberties and rights. No, it's because they are white nationalists. Only white nationalists would disagree with the government. Only white supremacists would say that the government is corrupt. Only white supremacists would support the Second Amendment and form a well-organized militia to stop tyranny and all of our fascism coming your way. Only those white nationalists. So when we start dealing with those folks, all you dummies who bought into this won't take up arms with them. In fact, you will say, serves them right. We've been following all these white supremacists for the last 6 years that the media has been telling us are white supremacists. We ain't seen a lot of the fruits of it, but I'm sure it's out there somewhere. They think they're fooling some folks, and they are, but not us. I see the writing. This right here is the groundwork to persecute conservatives and patriots. This right here is what tyranny looks like in its beginning stage.
Personnel and government facilities.
DHS Secretary Mayorkas, a close associate of former President Obama and worked with the Obama administration, in the Obama administration. You remember Barack Obama, of course.
That
he was
dude.
The one who would not utter the phrase Islamic extremism.
I mean,
he would never.
We're not going to get rid of ISIL overnight. Yeah, ISIL. Why won't you say it, man? Say my name, say my name. That's the thing that the left does. Let's go ahead and soften terms for certain things and certain people and certain movements because it benefits us. See, so now we're going to harden terms when it comes down to our enemies. So instead of them just being, you know, patriots, they're extremists. They're white nationalists. Instead of Antifa and Black Lives Matter being a real militia, out of control, angry mob, they're peaceful protesters. Instead of these radical Islamic terrorists being defined as terrorists, they're, you know, disgruntled employees or long whoops. Yeah. Instead of illegal immigrants being called illegal aliens, these folks are simply undocumented citizens. But you Trump supporters are xenophobes, homophobes, and other phobes. Man, that is how they do it. Change that language. Change the definition. Give us the authority to label you, thus brainwashing the other idiots to think that's exactly what you are, even though you never say it. That's what I am. So when we stick it to you, they'll go, yeah, serves them right. Let's continue exposing this mess.
Never even say it. But everybody's talking about white supremacy all
the
time.
Yeah, it's a big
wouldn't
thing
talk on. About that,
yeah.
Which we all know was a very real threat, a very real thing. 9/11, anybody? We've been fighting wars over that.
Yeah.
Now, white supremacy is everywhere. Mm-hmm. They're using it to achieve their political goals.
What?
The threats posed by domestic violent extremism are often fueled by false narratives, conspiracy theories, and extremist rhetoric spread throughout social media and other online platforms.
You see the setup? Y'all hear that? That man just described us. That's all he did. All they did is say, okay, guys, we got a new administration. Let's see just how these conservatives, these moderates, these Trump supporters stuck it to us. So let's see, what did they use? All right, first thing they did, one, they always confess that they're patriotic and they believe in America first. So let's see what we need to call that. White nationalism, not just nationalism. So we'll flip that, okay? That's the new term for patriotism. It's white nationalism, okay? And what else? Oh, then they use the internet to expose our corruption and expose the deep state and also dispel all of our lies. Now, we can't have that. So let's call that conspiracy theorists and hateful rhetoric and spreading all types of falsehoods, which, of course, will counter that with telling our dummies that they're doing that. See, so then this way, when they bring that information to them and say, dude, you do realize that Trump never said that. Here is a montage of him condemning white supremacy and Nazis. They won't even believe it. They would lie. They would look at that with their own eyes and go, I don't believe it. See, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to go down the list of all the things that conservatives value, the things that they do believe in, all of that. They believe in freedom of speech. They believe in the right to assemble. All of the things they believe in, let's redefine them. And let's put together a nice, wonderful list for us to target and make it appear that we're doing this because all these folks are extremists and white nationalists.
Wow. False narratives, conspiracy theories. They're saying that about anything they don't agree with.
Bingo.
If you have any questions just about the fairness of the last election, all right? If you raise issues about Joe Biden, they're going to throw you in that category. They really are doing it. Try to post something moderately controversial on Facebook these days about the election, and watch out. That's their excuse.
Yep.
They're using January 6th, okay? January 6th is the pretext. They've dramatized that. They've exaggerated it. They've sensationalized it. Remember, just one person was killed on January 6th. Ooh. Trump supporter, unarmed Trump supporter, Ashley Babbitt.
And we still don't know who did that. And you know what's crazy about that? Right now, as I'm talking to y'all, I guarantee them algorithms are catching every word I say. They are right now, let's put this guy on the list. I'm up in here like, I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Oh, oh, oh. That's right. I'm looking around, y'all. I'm so glad last week when I didn't come on the air. Y'all were looking for me. Thank you. I have people going, Kev, man, where you at? You good? Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. But if I don't respond in a certain amount of time, y'all better come find me. Let's continue hearing about all of this rise of white nationalism.
This is America. This is not a white supremacy country.
Nope, not
at all. We all can agree on that. Our culture has been anti-white supremacy for at least 100 years.
Yep.
Totally. All right? Yes, I know there are pockets here and there, but not anymore and not for a long time. Matt Walsh, a great conservative thinker on these topics, put this out. White supremacy is the most delusional and destructive moral panic in American history.
Oh.
We don't have a white supremacy problem in this country. There is no major white supremacist threat. This is being invented out of whole cloth by the media and the government.
Oh, my gosh, Matt. Now, see, them there is words that's going to get him put on that list. See, when you expose this falsehood, this fake, made-up narrative that white supremacy, you know why? You know why they're getting away with this? Because these folks don't know what real white supremacists look like. They have no idea, just like they don't know what real racism, blatant racism looks like. When is the last time you spoke to somebody you know that said, you know what tonight I'm going to do? I'm going to bust out my pickup truck and go hunting for transgenders to attack. I'm going to go hunting for all those gays because we don't want them in America. When is the last time you heard somebody talk about, just between me and you, white power? Last time. But yet they're trying to straight gaslight us. That is a perfect example of gaslighting. When you start looking around, seeing things, but yet you're not seeing them, but somehow in your mind, you're seeing them. I went live yesterday in my man Jeep, making my man noise, and I'm lying to y'all, but playfully, talking about the weather. I'm scared. It was bright. It was sunny. But they've been telling us global warming. They've been telling us climate change. All of that is an existential threat. Well, I should be seeing lightning. I should be seeing lightning bolts and rain and hail and all of that mess. I shouldn't even have my top down. I should be in my truck rocking and rolling while tidal waves are coming my direction. When you say existential, I shouldn't have bad weather. It should come find me. If you say white supremacy is the number one growing threat in America, I shouldn't have to hunt for white supremacists. These folks should be all over the place. You should be able to throw a rock and wherever it lands, it hits a white supremacist. And yet they got to manufacture all of these hate crimes. They got to redefine patriots so they can target them and make up all these terms and examples of white supremacy while Antifa and Black Lives Matter form real violent groups and commit real acts of violence and always talking about race. Always. I haven't seen one Trump supporter bring up race. I don't see any Republicans even bring up race. It's the Democrats who, soon as they get a mic in their face, within the first 10 to 15 seconds, race somehow shows up. Now, I'm thinking, why is it that race shows up wherever you are? Because you bring it with you. You want that mess to be in the frontal lobe of everybody. That is creating the narrative. That's the gaslighting that's taking place. I would prefer not to have to get on here and talk about white nationalism and racism and all that and voter suppression and all this fake mess they come up with. Only reason I talk about it is to expose the lies and the propaganda. Frankly, I'd rather be on here talking about having fun, kicking it, salsa dancing, and where we going to meet for the next party. But they got me up here exposing this garbage.
Absolutely. Diamond and Silk dropped by last night. Two of my favorite people. Diamond, they had something to say about this and the critical race theory nonsense.
What about all these people judging white people based on the color of their skin? And when you talk about this critical theory thing that they won't talk in the news, I also think that that's dangerous. Why do you want black people living in the pains of their ancestors? Do you want white teachers to teach that? And then you have black people get offended, oh, because we don't like the way you said that. If you want to know something about your history, how about the Democrats tell us about their history? How they didn't want slavery to end. How they brought in Jim Crow. How they brought in the KKK to intimidate, manipulate, and to dominate. If you want to teach our children something, teach them how to own businesses and turn them into corporations. Teach them how to join the 1% instead of staying in the 99%. That's what you can teach our young people.
They're sellouts. See, that's exactly what they have programmed a lot of black folks and other minorities to think. Right after hearing that powerful message, that every black person should hear and go, man, that was awesome. They are keeping it 100% real. They have done their groundwork. If I was to send this clip to some black folks that I know, they'd be like, man, don't you listen to them. Man, they sellouts, man. They Uncle Toms. Trump must have been paying them to say that. Yet every single thing that they just said was true. And there are folks out there that they would hear that, and somehow, because of gaslighting, they get a whole different message out of that. But there's more.
So much power, so much truth from Diamond and Silk. And what do they portray Donald Trump as? Yeah. What does the media try to pass him off as?
Yeah,
this man is a white supremacist.
Hey, he's
this man is a white supremacist. There he is with those truth tellers, Diamond and Silk. Here he is with Lil Wayne.
Wait just a minute. Oh, yeah, man. No, listen, I was on my way to getting my pickup. I had my Confederate flag flying high, man. And then I heard there are white systemically racist president is hugging these two black women. Ooh, man, gives me the willies all up and down the spine. Trump,
What you doing, man? We didn't put you in officer feet, snuggled up with black women. Ooh, man, we don't want to rub off on you. See, now, when I see Trump, I can't even shake his hand, man. I don't want to talk all over him, man. I start talking like him and stuff, walking like him. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Mess around singing all of that R&B and the hip-hops and stuff like that. Man, I like my country music. Might even start thinking there are whites. No white Jesus. Might have even been having skin of bronze. We can have that, man. I like my Jesus white, along with everything else. So, Trump, what you doing, man? See, we're going to have to forsake our white national leader. Yep, he's a white nationalist. He's misrepresenting them. He's the worst white nationalist ever. I've never seen a white nationalist kiss a little black baby. Trump picked up a little black baby and smooched it. I'm sure all of these thousands and millions of white nationalists saw that and said, did you see that? Ugh, disgusting. Didn't hear one word of it. Know what else I didn't hear? I didn't hear Don Lemon say, now here's Trump on stage kissing a black baby. I didn't hear CNN talking about that. I didn't hear MSNBC saying, well, maybe he's not that racist after all, because a true white nationalist would never pick up a little black baby and go, without scrubbing their lips. Or throwing up right after, or looking like they smell some dizzy. Hurry up with the picture, okay? All right, did you get it? Oh, God, you missed it? I got to do it again? Okay, wait a minute. There you go. Take it. But nothing? So they want everybody to think only that Trump's a white nationalist. Okay.
I know him. You know him. The American people did not elect a white supremacist or a neo-Nazi sympathizer in 2016. We know that. We also know that Donald Trump did better with black voters than any Republican in a very, very long time. And that scared a lot of people.
In the span of 8 years, former President Obama's super compassionate, inclusive, bleeding heart administration.
Y'all know that voice, y'all. Girl, man. Oh, reality check. We got a couple more social. And she is about to expose something. Because see what I was thinking of? Our fearless leader ain't doing nothing about that border right about now. And the other raggedy leader that he put in charge, you know who? Chameleon Harris, ain't doing nothing. She's a vice president for nothing. Just like Joe is a president for nothing. And all of those people whining and crying about all the kids. Ain't doing nothing. Where is Alexandria, aka Bubble One? So let's find out what's happening currently.
Released tens of thousands of unaccompanied migrant children to sponsors in the United States. Now, it wasn't until his presidency was nearly over that we learned countless of these children had been sent to abusers, criminals, traffickers, and modern-day slavers because the feds were too busy streamlining them in through the border for political gain to verify where they ended up afterwards.
You ain't telling me that under Obama, they released thousands of kids to drug traffickers, human traffickers, all of that? Where was that outrage? You know what? Some of them was found in my state, not too far from here. Not too far. So I guess separating them from their parents and putting them in a holding facility, aka cage that was built by Obama, was crimes against humanity. But giving them into the hands of a whole bunch of traffickers, human traffickers, was nothing. Didn't even make the news. It's unbelievable.
Now, reports suggest that Biden is doing the exact same thing. So far, his administration has sent more than 10,000 alien children to the U.S., not including the month of April. And in many cases, we have no idea who they're going to live with. This liberal compassion, where optics and tweets matter more than protecting kids.
Oh, like all of them.
And the left doesn't care.
No, they don't.
Remember when the Trump administration was separating families at the border and taking forever to place kids with sponsors in the U.S. and catching all kinds of flack for it?
Uh-huh.
The term Nazi got thrown around a lot. The media painted pictures of teeny tiny babies being ripped from their mother's arms, or toddlers languishing in foster care while their relatives waited desperately for them in Wisconsin or wherever. And it was this big humanitarian crisis because Trump wasn't just funneling these kids out to unknown adults the second they crossed the border.
Yeah.
There's a reason for that.
Wow.
Let's back up for a minute. Back under Obama, okay. There was an unprecedented surge of illegal alien kids coming across the border. Okay. Remember that? The media didn't pay a whole lot of attention. MRC did, though. I went down to the border and reported on it myself, and the situation was awful. Mm-hmm. Most of the photos of kids shoved into cages and stuffed under concrete floors, under space blankets, that was under Obama.
Wow. Now, I guess they told those kids that, you know what, just pretend you're in space. You're an astronaut. See, so these aren't blankets. These are props. So you can have fun playing with this aluminum foil over you. So now all these cages that I'm looking at right here, that's a whole heap of kids. And I wonder why they have fences up. Interesting. But I'm sure that was under Trump.
And Biden. Okay. But keeping kids crammed behind plexiglass walls and chain link fences wasn't good for optics, as the new Biden administration has quickly found out. So the Obama administration began expediting the process of sending these unaccompanied minors, most of them teen boys between 15 and 17, supposedly, to sponsors in the United States. Now, the vast majority of these sponsors were the kids' own parents who'd been living here illegally themselves, or close relatives, like a sibling or an aunt. Kids were actually crossing the border with phone numbers and addresses pinned to their clothing so immigration officials would know where to send them. Here's the problem. When you shoot kids out to people that you don't know, like t-shirts at a sporting event, you risk placing them with really, really bad people.
What?
And that's exactly what happened.
What?
A Senate investigation released in January of 2016 found the Obama administration had utterly failed to protect thousands of children and teens who had crossed the border and been sent to improperly vetted homes.
Thousands?
Some children were sent to human traffickers. Others were sent to criminals and abusers. The Senate's nearly 60-page report found that the Office of Refugee Resettlement failed to do proper background checks of adults who claimed many of these children, allowed sponsors to take custody of multiple unrelated kids, and regularly placed them in homes without visiting the locations and making sure that they were safe places for young children and teens.
So they just dropped them off? You got to be kidding me. What happened to all the sensitivity?
Hold me like the River Jordan, and I will then say to thee that you are my friend. Carry me.
What was everybody singing? We are the world. We are. Where was everybody showing up at those traffickers' houses and protesting and saying, let these kids go? Traffickers, traffickers, let those children go. No one? So, let me understand this. God shows up, hola, hola. I need to pick up all of my cousins and my nieces and El Niños and El Niños or something like that. Okay, good. I'm glad because we're shipping them on out. We're giving them back to whoever, all right? So now, do you know who they are? Do you see them in this big old crowd? Oh, all of the 100 of those kids over there, they're all my nephews and nieces. Wow, somebody in your family's been pretty busy, buddy. Yeah, hey, all 100 of you, come over here. Is this your uncle, what's your name? Pepe? Is this your uncle Pepe? And as he turns and looks at the kid, you see Uncle Pepe in the back going like this. Y'all better not say nothing. See? Okay, well, good. Okay, Pepe, I'm assuming you're going to put him in the back of that semi, right? Is it air conditioned?
You think I would put the kids in the hut? No, man. Uncle Pepe loves the kids. Go ahead, kids. Get inside the semi, okay? Okay, yeah, Lord. Nice, cool air. Thank you. Adios.
And rides off with a whole heap of kids. Whole heap. That Pepe seemed like a pretty nice guy, don't you think? Whew, glad we placed those kids with a safe parent and guardian. Only to find out that they let them go off with sex traffickers. And yet Trump is an animal.
Several teens from Guatemala were found in a rundown trailer park in Ohio where they were being held against their will by human traffickers who were forcing them to work for free at a local egg farm.
Well, that's not
cool. Another Guatemalan boy was sent to live with his uncle in Virginia, but when his uncle kicked him out, he ended up with someone else who forced him to work nearly 12 hours a day to pay $11,000 to cover the amount it had taken to smuggle him into the country in the first place. Another kid from El Salvador was sent to his abusive father who kept him locked in a basement without enough food. The Senate investigation found that the Office of Refugee Resettlement allowed sponsors to refuse post-placement visits to make sure the child was doing okay, saying that those visits were voluntary and that the sponsor could refuse them. Translation? God only knows how many children were sent to horrible people in horrible conditions that we will never even know about. And all of this was discovered too little, too late. And it was all done under the guise of appearing compassionate towards little kids who were simply seeking asylum. Now, the Trump administration didn't do it this way. They actually upped the standards and the procedure for releasing an unaccompanied minor to a sponsor, including enhanced vetting, fingerprinting, welfare visits, and multiple home checks. This new method protects...
Now, those are all things that a drug trafficker or a child trafficker wouldn't like. Those things hold them accountable. Those things will expose that they are traffickers. But I guess Joe Biden's administration, he works on the honor system. We don't want to stereotype you guys. We don't want you to feel like we're xenophobic and unwelcoming to you all as you come across our border illegally. We want you to feel safe and welcomed and at home. So we're not going to ask questions. We're not going to follow up. We're going to trust you. Now, you promise you're not a drug trafficker or a sex trafficker, right?
No, I love America, right?
Okay, good. You're good. Get out of here. Take those kids. Yet, Trump was the bad guy. So decency and order and law and order, the Democrats portray that as barbaric, chaotic, and so on and so forth. And yet, when they come across and say, let's give these kids away, and they end up being trafficked, they call that compassion.
Protected kids, but it did slow down the process. It created a backlog at border detention centers, and it kept children from being reunited with their families.
Right.
So, of course, the left condemned him as a Nazi for it.
Yeah, I heard that.
Great. Now we're all caught up. Welcome to 2021, where the new Biden administration has apparently decided that risking placing children with abusers, traffickers, and modern-day slavers is acceptable if it means funneling kids through the system fast enough to appease the woke crowd.
She's warm now.
After all, 22,000 kids is a lot to be handling all at once, and it's roughly the number the Biden administration is currently holding in border detention facilities and the 13 overflow facilities that have been opened all across the country to the tune of $60 million a week to help deal with this surge.
Yet things have gotten better under creepy, sleepy, sloppy, sleazy, slimy Joe. And those uneducated, low IQ voters have no idea that they tax dollars is going right to something like this. They're still thinking in their brain it was Trump's organization that built those cages and ripped those kids from their parents. As these dudes are funneling all of these kids across the United States on our dime, not checking them for COVID, packing them like sardines in all of these different facilities, and they found a new place to stash a couple of them, too. Let's check.
And to keep from looking as fascist as Trump supposedly was, the Washington Post reports that HHS has attempted to fast-track the release of minors to parents in cases where there are no concerns about potential abuse or neglect by waiving fingerprint requirements.
Oh, that works.
While parents...
That means, God, I can roll up there looking as black as I am. And I could pick out the lightest little kid from Honduras and say, I'm his dad. Really? Yeah. Well, this kid's from Honduras. Yeah, I know. Well, where are you from? Honduras. You don't have an accent. No. Are you stereotyping me? Are you saying just because I don't have an accent that I can't be from Honduras? Well, you know, I didn't want to offend you. I do speak multiple languages like Spanish. Can we go ahead and talk in Spanish? No. No, I don't want to talk to you in Spanish, and you can't make me, okay? Now, I want my kid. Well, okay, can we at least get a fingerprint? Why you need that? I told you my name is Fernando, and I want my kid. No fingerprint. Well, we just got to take this guy's word. He looks like he's the father and all that. He don't even speak Spanish, but we don't want to be stereotyped. Go ahead. See you, little buddy.
Parents or other legal guardians undergo criminal background checks. HHS has temporarily suspended those checks for other adults living in the household. Translation there. We'll run a cursory check on the dude claiming to be your dad, but not on your adult uncle living in the spare bedroom, who for all we know is a convicted child molester. Best of luck to you. Welcome to America.
Biden administration.
Did y'all not learn anything from just a few years ago when this method was tried and failed?
No.
Stupid question. Of course you didn't, because this isn't about helping people. It's about looking shiny for Twitter. So let me remind, kids were dumped into homes with abusers. They were scooped up by traffickers filing fraudulent sponsor applications to get free child labor. They were locked in basements and starved half to death, all because the progressive administration cared more about how they came across on the photos posted on MSNBC than the lives of the children they were supposedly there to protect. And
I wonder if AOC watching this clip. I wonder if Chameleon Kamala Harris is watching this clip. Why aren't they all backdating all of this sin in regards to Obama and how he handled that? Why aren't they asking Joe Biden, hey, Joe, you said you could handle this issue, right? Now, we hate to nitpick, but last time y'all handled this, all of these kids ended up all over the place. We don't even know where they're at now. So, Joe, how then, if you couldn't fix this mess back then, how are you going to fix it now? And in fact, it seems like you're repeating the same thing. Would you like to speak to that Raggedy Patty? Oh, not enough gaslighting in the world for that one. Let's continue.
The Biden administration is now doing the exact same thing, and we're supposed to assume the results will be different this time.
Yeah.
And we will never find out how horribly wrong it went and how much terror and abuse came out of it until it's too late, just like last time. This is what woke compassion gets you. It's fake. It's not real empathy or love. It's a facade created for appearances. The left doesn't care about these kids or where they're sent or what happens to them after the cameras are off. Just like they don't care about the ones who are starved or raped or killed on their way to the United States because their parents have been encouraged by the Biden administration's open border policies to pay criminals thousands of dollars to drag their children through a desert and dump them over a 15-foot tall border fence. All that matters is whether it looks bad to have hundreds of kids sitting on a concrete floor and whether AOC loses her crap screaming the kids are being separated at the border. Well, you know, all that is bad. And the journey up here through Central America at the hands of human traffickers is bad. Finding the bodies of dead migrants and their children in the Texas desert is bad. And sending kids to people who haven't been vetted, who might not even be related to them, and who could very well make their lives a living hell is bad. And the open border policies that fuel this whole disaster are bad. And none of it would be happening if we had an administration that actually gave a rip about these kids instead of their own political self-interest.
Say that you'll stay. Don't say bye-bye tonight. Say you'll be mine. Just a little bit of love is worth a moment of your time. Yeah, man, that woman right there, she always made me sing to it. Save room for my love. But there's more exposure of hypocrisy.
Finally, tonight, some perspective. The media and Democrats have found another, quote, useful idiot in Congresswoman Liz Cheney.
Oh.
This happens quite often with anybody who goes against Trump. Michael Cohen, Anthony Scaramucci, Jeff Flake. These are other great examples. Democrats and the media love them for a few minutes, use them to trash Republicans and Trump and validate Democrats, and then they throw them away.
Liz
Cheney's 15 minutes of liberal fame are happening right now. Today, she did an interview on the Today Show. Most of it was about Donald Trump.
For reasons that I don't understand, leaders in my party have decided to embrace the former president who launched that attack. And I think you've watched over the course of the last several months the former president get more aggressive, more vocal, pushing the lie.
So let me understand this. This raggedy rhino, she is as raggedy of a rhino as they come. And she has turned coat and went to these liberal networks so they can finish prostituting her and having her speak out against Trump, because she's saying, for reasons I just can't understand, all of them are rallying around Donald Trump. If you can't see it, then you're blind. If you can't see it, then you are a part of the corruption. You, my dear, is a part of this global network. You got another ulterior motive, because you can't tell me you're an intelligent person and can't see that the people are on the side of the former president, slash we see through all of the corruption that you are pretending doesn't exist and trying to project that type of corruption onto the former president. For what reason and motive could you have? So this man from Newsmax is about to dig into her.
Now, to Democrats and the media, this storyline is too good to be true. Look, 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 another Republican that hates Trump. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
we're right. We're right. Trump's awful. You're wrong. We're right. The number three Republican in the House is ousted because she wouldn't go along with the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen. That's the story, right? Yeah. Only a fool would believe that this is really why Cheney was ousted. The truth is this, a vast majority of Republicans now willingly admit the last election was not stolen from Donald Trump. Mitch McConnell says it all the time. Have there been any votes to remove him as Senate leader? No. The reason Liz Cheney was ousted is because she's trying to use January 6th to commandeer the Republican Party back to its old ways, the party that Trump changed. And we all know it. Cheney wants to change it back. She's one of a very small group of Republicans that hate the populist movement. They hate America First. They hate reduced military involvement overseas. It doesn't jive with whatever it is that Liz Cheney is trying to get out of her political career. She does not like this. Cheney is poisoning her own party by trying to gloss over 4 years of incredible progress and incredible work that was done by a great administration to focus on the disaster that was January 6th. She wants you to forget everything that was done during those 4 years, all the great stuff that was proved that government can do for people, that they can focus on people.
And see, that's the problem. Because, see, they are used to being politicians for nothing, just getting out there making some raggedy promises, blaming other folks, nothing gets done, drag it out to the next administration. 20 years go by. And you still got open borders. 20 years go by, and you still got inflation. 20 years go by, China's still raping us. All of that mess that they just keep kicking the can down the road can't solve. Trump came in and opened the eyes of citizens. And all of his supporters said, even though it might be a little risky, I like what he's saying, but let's give him a shot. And then he gets in and does exactly what he said he's going to do in short amounts of time, which exposed that they've been kicking that can down the street, messing up their nice nest, making them have to actually work for a paycheck. They don't like that. Messing up their corruption and the cabal that they had going, and now you want us to work? We used to just making false promises and blaming each other and fighting and arguing. And Trump came in and said, both of y'all raggedy. Get out the way. Hurry up. Get this mess done. Let's get it done. He won the hearts of all his voters. Some folks that didn't even vote for him the first time, he won their vote the next time and their support. But yet, at the same time as his base increased, you're telling me that he lost to the most popular president in the world. And yet, Liz Cheney is saying they're believing the big lie. No, we believe the truth, and you are supporting that lie. Make me mad. I used to have to do it to her.
People. She wants you to forget all that and only focus on January. And she's literally strengthening the Democrat Party every day and weakening her own.
Yep.
Because she simply cannot get her way. She's angry and she's defiant, and that's why she was voted out of that position. And that's why she may very well lose her position in the House when she goes up for reelection next year. All right, time now for the news from the left. Wonder Woman actress Gal Gadot in trouble for a post in support of her home country, Israel, amid the conflict with the terror group Hamas. On Twitter, Gadot writing, "This is a vicious cycle that has been going on for far too long. Israel deserves to live as a free and safe nation. Our neighbors deserve the same. I pray for our leaders to find the solution so we could live side by side."
Now, wait a minute. What happened to girl power? What happened to women being able to make their own choices? What happened to support the women? Oh, you know what? Let me understand this. Okay, when your agenda is something else, regardless of who the person is that is opposing your agenda, they then just kind of destroy the whole narrative that we should celebrate them. That's what it is. So Bruce Jenner, we loved him until he ran as a Republican. Okay, now we don't like him. We love all these women, but now this woman says one of the most, I would say, angry mob proof statements ever, and they found some fault in this. Let's see what they're saying about this.
In peace. That is a very, very, very normal common sense phrase. Certainly nobody could find fault with that statement, right?
How could you find fault?
Of course they couldn't. Leftist Twitter trolls calling for boycotts of the actress and her films, criticizing her service in the Israeli Defense Force, which, by the way, anybody knows is mandatory for all Israeli citizens over the age of 18. The Twittiots, as I call them, calling her a terrorist and a, quote, literal tool of propaganda.
See, there you go. There you go. See, this is why liberals need to get their own planet. Now, I'm beyond. giving them their own country, their own state, or whatever. They need their loony planet. Go take the Looney Tunes, form that planet and call it Looney Tuneville. Get your tails to some other galaxy or something. Nobody got time to be sitting around just listening to this type of rhetoric where you call this woman a terrorist. And yet all she did was made one of the most safest, politically correct statements that you can make. And they threw her in the category of a terrorist. Now, you got to understand, when you have folks thinking that way, just imagine if they could form an angry mob against you. Just imagine if they felt they had the support of the government behind that type of hate. Just imagine if these folks were in control of the CIA and what else? We got the DOJ. We got that FBI. All of that. Can you imagine if those type of thinkers was in power? What would they do to her? She just got called a terrorist for that statement. I bet you they're calling her an extremist. She's suffering from patriotic extremism.
The actress, for her part, has not bowed down to the woke mob.
Thank you.
Continues
Wonder
to stand
Woman.
Up for
now
Israel.
Real Wonder Woman.
Good for her.
Wonder Woman.
Next up, more woke nonsense from the halls of higher education. Penn State has announced they will no longer use terms like freshman, junior, or senior to refer to students because these terms are not inclusive enough and perpetuate a Western male-dominated viewpoint. On April 27th, Penn State's Faculty Senate Committee of Curricular Affairs, people that need hobbies and girlfriends, passed the resolution titled Removal of Gendered and Binary Terms from Course and Program Descriptions with a majority vote. I would so desperately like to attend one of these meetings just to verify that people this ridiculous actually exist. I'm still kind of skeptical because this is all so stupid. It somehow keeps happening. You could actually see these stories actually being like a right-wing conspiracy and some crazy guys just dreaming them up, but they're not. This stuff actually happens. There are actual liberal people this stupid, and our colleges are full of them. Terms like freshman, junior, and senior will now be replaced with labels like first year, second year, third year, fourth year, even sophomore they're going to do. Upperclassmen, lowerclassmen now going to be referred to as upper division students and lower division students. The idiocy rolls on. The reasoning, according to the resolution, the university, as with most all academic institutions worldwide, has grown out of a typically male